In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the third day of the last month of Tu, may the Lord begin it in peace and tranquility for us, my brethren and fathers, amen. On this day, in the second year of the advent of Christ, the children of Bethlehem were martyred. The second year, because some people think that the wise men came to the manger of the Lord Jesus Christ. They did not come to the manger. They came after 1.5 years in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ to a house, because they saw the star at the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Until they came from Iran or Iraq to Jerusalem, it took them a long time. And the proof of that St. John the Baptist was among the two, the children who were asked to go to the massacre of the 144,000 undefiled virgins, Mayor Barbin Alf al-Batuliyin. St. John the Baptist was at that time, the maximum of his life was 2 years. Then our Lord Jesus Christ, the maximum of his life on earth was 1.5 years, because we know that there was 6 months between St. John the Baptist and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Synaxarium here begins with, on this day, in the second year of the advent of Christ, the children of Bethlehem martyred. This happened when King Herod secretly called the wise men and determined from them what time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they had come into the house, they saw the young child, not the babe, with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When they were about to return to Herod, the angel of the Lord warned them in a dream that they should not return to Herod, and that they should depart for their own country another way. When they had departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Joseph arose, took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled with which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. And he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Herod's intention was for Jesus to be slain among the children who were slain. It was said that Herod schemed to achieve his evil objective by sending envoys to Bethlehem and all its districts, saying, "By the command of Caesar, all the children 2 years old and under had to be counted." They gathered 144,000 children in the hands of their mothers. They thought that Jesus would be among them. Then King Herod sent a commander with 1,000 soldiers who slaughtered all these children on one of the mountains in one day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for the children, for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more." For Bethlehem is related to Rachel, and the children were killed nearby her tomb, which is located close to Bethlehem. St. John the Evangelist said in the Revelation that he saw under the altar the souls of those children that had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they told, they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" A white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. St. John said also that the new song that the four living creatures and the elders were singing, no one could learn except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth, who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. They follow the Lord, the Lamb, whenever he goes, and he wipes every tear from their eyes. Blessed are they, and blessed are the wombs that carried them. Their intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever, now and evermore. Amen.